Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. You want to holler at us, please call in. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You want social media with us, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Dr. Manhattan, a.k.a. Owlman. He got a lot
Dr.
of a.k.a.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr.
Manhattan. Is he really who he says he is?
Exactly. So you just have to crack him in the head with a hammer and free him. That's what's got to happen.
Okay.
So if you're on Facebook, you can get into the Smooth Drama group. And anywhere you're on social media, follow us, add us, and we'll follow and add you back. You want to chat with us live? SmoothDrama.com, jump into the chat room, and we can talk a taste about this, that, sneakers to hats, Egypt to the flats. We go all over. And because we're at the tail end of the apocalypse, we're 5 days away. 5 days away to the apocalypse ending and the apocalypse starting.
The
you
what?
Ready?
What?
The apocalypse ending and the apocalypse starting.
So what apocalypse is starting? I know it's ending, but what's starting?
Well, folks ain't gonna be able to handle how to be normal. So I expect like next weekend to be ridiculous. I'm expecting this weekend and next weekend to be extremely ridiculous because everything's going to be open. Yeah, everything's going to be open for the first time. And so folks don't know how to act. I'm just saying. And they'll be free, like, we're open. You know,
I mean, I still think some places are still like doing like percentages as far as capacity, and some people are still going to wear their masks. And I mean, I think, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking that people are still going to be not on their best behavior because they acted a fool through the whole pandemic, but you know, people are just going to ease in. You don't think people are going to slowly ease into it?
Nope. I have zero anticipation that people are going to ease into it. This is going to be the first time they go out and be 100.
I mean, but some places have always been open. Las Vegas has been open. I mean, they've been at capacity, but, I mean, people are still, like, going in droves. And Atlanta's been open. Florida's been open. So
yeah,
Texas
has been
open.
We're talking about being open at home. And we're talking about Cali. Yeah, all them other places
were open.
But Cali wasn't open. So it's a big difference between, I mean, because we know what Vegas is. And everybody else was just like, whatever. But Cali, We was on that lockdown.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people have been traveling still. So it's not like they've been pent up and cooped up. I mean, people have still been exercising their right to get out just somewhere else.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm optimistic that, you know, it won't get too crazy.
You're optimistic, huh? Okay. All right.
I am optimistic.
We'll see. I am a firm believer in the stupidity of people.
It won't surprise me, but I'm just hoping that they won't. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we shall see. That's why the most scrumptious apocalypse will end, and the non-tasty diet apocalypse will be back.
The dieted apocalypse? What is that?
because we've been living an apocalyptic life, right?
Yeah.
So there's a perception. So we talk about perceptions. And I know folks won't understand this. What are you talking about, the apocalypse end and then we're going to be back into the apocalypse? I'm saying that we'll be back to our normal, everyday, hey, we just hate y'all, and we just want y'all to be irritated life. So we're going to get into that tonight, see, because there's the expectation that, hey, we need to be getting back to normal. We're tired of all of this diversity and social justice and all this other stuff. And so you see white folks are like, hey, we need to get back to this good old fashioned racism. Y'all was used to it. Don't go chasing.
Yeah, well, they're working on it.
Right.
There's some laws being passed, some bills being passed. They're rewriting textbooks now. So, yeah.
Right. They're working on it. Yeah, they're going back to where we were.
Yeah.
Going back to where we were. So, in the immortal words of Mac 10, it's the only time I'm going to be quoting him for years. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the dick and balls you used to.
Okay.
Mac 10, Poet Supreme.
All right.
So, now, do you know what a do couplet is?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was either. It's 10 babies. 10 babies. Yeah, so there's a there's a South African woman who gave birth to 10 babies at the same time. 7 boys and 3 girls. She at first thought she was going to have 8, but she ended up with 10. Smashing the world record that was set last month. Last month, somebody had 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
You got nothing?
I mean, I just, you know, I have nothing.
I'm like, so you see the picture, there's a picture, I'm gonna mess it up. Gassiami Tamara Sithole or Sihole or Sithole. I don't know. This sister had 10 babies. Seven boys and three girls. Now, you saw the picture of the dude. He had, like, the smile, like, yeah, but damn, it's 10. And so, you know how it is with one kid. It's really, really hard to sleep. You start talking about, you got 10. Yeah. Somebody ain't going to get a titty quite a bit.
Nobody is getting
She can't
anything.
Produce enough milk.
Exactly. That's not even on the menu.
It's like, she'd be a straight up eating machine. Like, all I do is eat and feed. Eat and feed. So, yeah. I thought it was interesting. So, yeah. Actually, I said it wrong. It's Decumom. It's decuplets. Just in case.
Okay.
Yeah, you wanted to know. Ten babies. Not 9, not 8, not 7, not 6, not 5, not 4, not 3, 10. That's a lot of blessings, mysterious civilian. It's a lot of blessings.
Yeah.
On top of blessings. On top of blessings. Now, it's cool, I guess, when they're like grown. And they can help you out. But the whole...
Yeah?
Everybody trying to crawl all at the same time. Woo! Woo! It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, blessings to her.
Yeah. So, I'm going to ask you a question, Brown Sugar. Did you watch the fight?
I did not.
Mayweather, Logan Paul.
No, I saw like a little bit of snippets and, you know, things like that, but I wasn't interested. I watched whatever that thing was on HBO, you know, with them talking about the fight and, you know, all that nonsense. And after I saw that, it wasn't worth it. So.
I forgot that it happened, and then my niece called me and was like, she wanted to bet on the next fight, $50, on the other brother, because he's fighting another dude. And I'm sitting up here, and I'm thinking like, man, so dudes on YouTube, because Logan Paul made $20 million. He made $20 million for an exhibition. And one of the UFC fighters said, Logan Paul just made $20 million for an exhibition. I'm not living my life right.
Right?
And I was sitting up there like, because, you know, these guys, they got like, 20 million followers on YouTube. Apparently my niece is one of them. And so I'm trying to figure out, what do these dudes do? What are they doing on YouTube that make so many people want to see them?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't get the whole Instagram, YouTube following thing. I don't know. Maybe if that's what I was growing up watching, I guess. Like, kids don't even watch TV anymore. In fact, they don't even watch streaming apps anymore. They watch, what's that, TikTok and YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, see the kids talking about, I haven't gotten no sleep because I was just on my phone on TikTok. Like, really? Really? TikTok's gonna mess up your life? I mean, I ain't dissing. I watch my share of YouTube, but I watch the stuff that people will say be weird stuff on YouTube. There's the sports, then there's the history. I'm all over the place on YouTube. I'll mess up your thing if I'm watching
the algorithm.
Your algorithm's gonna be all messed up.
That's why I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, I watch.
They will have you in a rabbit hole for sure.
Nah.
It could happen.
I got specifics. I got specific time that I'm doing YouTube. It's like YouTube get like, I don't know, maybe a half an hour. That's because I'm spanning the globe on all kinds of weird stuff. So I just the influencers, as they call them. I think it's very, very interesting when we talk about influencers, because there's something, you know, I thought we talked about tonight. We start talking about, because we talk about the psychological change of slavery, and when people think about the psychological change of slavery, colonialism, imperialism, they just immediately start thinking about slavery and how it affects folks and the generation. But I think something different. I'm thinking brown sugar. We talk about how some people can feel free, and some people, even though they're free, can't feel free.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, some people have animals that you open the door, they're gone. You'll never see their ass again. And then you have some people who have pets that door can be open and they'll look. They'll like creep out, stick their head out. Like, man, ain't no food out here. I need to stay in here, right? And you wonder, is that how we living?
What do you mean?
I think
for some it's a balance. They might be free in some areas and not in others. So, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about just how you live your life, period. So there are some people who you can say they're surviving. Then there's the people who are living. So, for example, when we start talking about the apocalypse, and how we talking about how the apocalypse is ending, but I'm saying that down goes the apocalypse, long live the apocalypse, because we've always been in the apocalypse in this country. It's just, do you recognize that you've been in the apocalypse in this country, right? So I saw Kourtney Kardashian. She posted a picture.
Mm-hmm.
It was a vial of her boyfriend's blood.
Oh. And
I was like,
okay.
Wait. So now I have my own theory. But we talk about the Kardashians, right? And we talk about the Kardashians and who they are and how they are. And you're like, wait, so the Kardashians they've had their share of lovers, public lovers, and did a lot of public loving.
Yes, they have.
But they have shows. They got all kinds of endorsements. They're pretty cool. And you know, I know that we've had some women who have had some issues dating wise, and they haven't been received quite as well. They don't get shows. I remember Superhead got a movie and a book deal, but she didn't get a show. I think we got a caller. We got a caller. Caller.
Okay.
You're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can we help you, caller? Hello? Caller. Caller going once. Caller going twice. All right. I'll put you back on hold, caller. Maybe if you call back, it might be an issue.
Or maybe
with...
they're just listening.
Well, that could be it, too. The caller, if you want to talk, you can call back. You can hang up and call back if you're having issues with your speaking device. Or you can sit there and you can listen. So I was thinking, like, for example, the Kardashians aren't held in a negative light. They have reality shows. People are checking for them. The fact that we're talking about them and they don't do anything, they contribute nothing at all in society. I mean, they don't sing, they don't dance, they don't rap.
They're not artistic, they're not musical.
Right. Yeah, they're...
If it wasn't for plastic surgery, they probably wouldn't even be physical. I mean, you know, like, their aesthetics wouldn't even be nice. Like, looking at them would just be average women.
I don't think it's the aesthetics or the plastic surgery. See, we're just talking about the fact that plastic surgery or not, people check for them. They've been checking for them for a long time, too. For people who... Their only gift is they had sex with somebody that's famous.
I mean, people are checking for them because the media has put them out in the forefront. If, you know, that sex tape could have went totally left, you know what I mean? It could have ruined her. But for some reason, whoever, you know, sent that negative into a positive, you know, it just worked.
Yeah. I mean, so, yes, you can put people out, but people have to actually check for it.
And what I'm saying. For some reason, it's people were interested.
Yeah, and that's why I say I'm trying to figure out why are people interested first before we deal with the bigger issue. Why are people interested in the Kardashians and watching them shop? And watching them make sandwiches, and oh, they're dating such and such, and who are they shopping with today? I'm like, that's we just watching people live their life. They're out living life, and you're in the house watching them live life. I was just trying to. Yeah, and I know Mysterious Civilian says, oh, there's Kim Kardashian is being an advocate. I saw that, but still, why is she famous? I'm just curious. I'm trying to figure out why they're curious. there's curiosity about people who have absolutely, positively no talent whatsoever. And why are they important? So, because generally, let's say, I don't know, who's a famous black woman that does nothing?
A famous black woman?
A famous black woman that does nothing.
Oh, that's any reality TV person, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
they're famous.
Yeah, but I know none of them. So I need somebody, whether it's in the chat room, somebody give me a reality show, one in basketball.
Oh, I can
one.
Give you a reality one that people, for some reason, yeah, somebody put NeNe Leakes. That's who I was going to say, NeNe Leakes.
Okay.
I was going to say that because she's probably more of the, I guess, the more famous but still has no talent. I mean, there's a few other ones. There's Kenya Moore, but she used to be a Miss America or Miss USA or something, so I don't really count her. And there's a few other ones that are famous, and, you know, they're only famous from reality TV.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm talking about somebody who has achieved fame that did nothing. See, if she was Miss America or something like that, nah, that don't count because she actually won something. She accomplished something, right? People thought, oh, yeah, she did something that I guess people think was important because she won a contest. The Kardashians have won no contest. And I'm, like I said, yeah, she rebrands herself as an advocate, but this is way down the line. So we got Portia Williams, NeNe Leakes. And so, so I asked the question. Right? So these are reality show women. Do you think there's a difference, Brown Sugar? Like, would we think of them in the same light as the Kardashians if they ran through the same circles of men?
What do you mean?
Well, so like I think the originator of this style is Marilyn Monroe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe was famous, but
she was only
famous because she dated a lot of men, from the president, his brother, and shit, pretty much. I mean, she had like a 5-year run where whoever, she was with them.
Yeah.
And so, and she had accomplished nothing in her life at all. I mean, I think her one claim to fame, her one moment was when she did that thing where she's walking and the wind blows her dress up.
Yeah, her movies were considered, they weren't A-list movies, no, but they were entertaining, so people, you know. But people were fascinated with her, I think, even before, like, her sexual activity became public.
Well, I mean, so what I'm saying is, before she got into movies because she was a famous blonde for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't
famous before she got into movies. She got into movies and became famous.
Yeah, she got it, but that's what I'm saying. You saw her around, right? You just seen her in different things, and I'm like, but what made her? Because it wasn't acting. Like, you couldn't say, well, hey, she acted in that movie. She acted her ass off. You couldn't say that, right? Like, yeah, that's one of my favorite. Nobody is saying, hey, that Marilyn Monroe movie that she was in, that it don't exist, right? It don't exist. And so that's why I say the Kardashians don't even have a movie. Marilyn Monroe, she was in movies and first one. They yeah. wasn't even in movies. And
no,
and they
I
probably
mean,
they probably would do $100 million if they had a movie, because there'd be some folks like, oh, I gotta see that because the Kardashians
yeah.
are in it.
True.
Choking me up.
I mean, I think it's a sign of the times. I think it's a sign of the times, for one. People are interested in other people's lives. Hence, I mean, we grew up not really knowing too much about, you know, celebrity lives. But, you know, the Inquirer and, you know, all the TV shows that used to be on that talked about celebrity entertainment tonight. And that became, you know, like a big deal. Like people really wanted to know. So,
yeah,
I mean, I really feel like the Kardashians, if they had a came out, let's just, if Kim had a did what she did 5 years before or even 5 years after, I don't think it would have worked out for her. I mean, it just so happened that she was right on time.
All right. Well,
and women who followed right after her didn't get, you know, they're not even as famous. In fact, most of them were talked about. So, I mean, you know, you don't know why certain people just, you know.
Well, yeah, I just thought you're famous for doing nothing. And somebody said Anna Nicole Smith
yeah.
in the chat row, who would play Kanye. Yeah. That's kind of funny because I never
would
got
play Kanye. Kanye would play Kanye. Kanye's not gonna let anybody else play him. He has to play himself.
Yeah, once again, I just wouldn't watch the movie, but that's just me. You know what? We're gonna revisit this because I want to get a little bit deeper on this. We're gonna go on break though. This is Kendrick Lamar, Mad City.
If I rose and Chris all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak.
Man down, where you from, nigga? Fuck, do you know where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city, I run, my nigga.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking crack or move cocaine. This is colder second, plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, a boogie, gang, and why she lucky. Ride down road, they got ugly, waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and cognac, hope euphoria can throw death with society. The driver seek the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his brains blown out. As the same break a sandwich, same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at a difference. That was back when I was nine. Joey packed a nine, packed a ten on every push is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with four guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk. Picking up the fucking pump, picking up you sucker, sucker, dick or die, you suck a bunch of wall of bullets coming from. A-R, duck. That's what mama said when we was eating every lunch. Oh man, goddamn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94. Fuck your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose. You wind up dead on the news. Ain't no peach PD, just peach and BG's up to pre-approved. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the IVs. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes success. When we in traffic and tragic happens, that shit ain't no threat. You moving back with a few suggests that you sleep with a tech. Go buy your shopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Man,
down, where you from? Nigga, fuck, do you know where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city, I run, my nigga.
If I rose and Chris, all got along. They probably got me down by the end of the storm. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear, yak, yak, yak!
Wake your punk ass up. It ain't nothing but a cop inside. Shit. Real simple and plain. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing but a copy thing.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Smooth Drama, that was Kendrick Lamar, Mad City. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, yeah, I'm sitting up here. I don't want to look like I'm harping on people who are famous for doing absolutely positively nothing. I just want to talk about, because we was touching on psychological change, but I'm changing it from slavery to colonialism. It's the psychological change of colonialism, where we reached a point where the double standards of foolishness is readily apparent. So,
yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, first woman in America to be famous for not really being talented. And so I guess she was sex symbol, whatever. And she became a symbol of prosperity. So it was like she got famous, and because she was, there was some value attached to her. Whoever was with her, they got famous, but she got more famous because she was with them and they was with her. It's a weird, sure. Weird dynamic, right? Like, cause yeah. she went through a whole bunch of quote unquote famous dudes.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I'm with Marilyn Monroe. And she's like, yeah, I'm with Joe DiMaggio. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And not Ernest Hemingway. Was it Ernest Hemingway? It was a writer. I forget who it was.
She
was married to a writer. I forget.
Yeah, she did. She did a lot. She was a prolific dater.
Yeah.
Very prolific dater. Now, then we'll say Dorothy Dandridge. It's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
If she would have had half of the dating press, celebrity
okay.
that
mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe had, how would she have been viewed? What you think?
As a Jezebel. She would have worn a scarlet letter.
Scarlet letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why do you think that?
Oh, because she's black.
Okay.
And not only would have white society looked down on her, we would have looked down on her. As black
okay.
people.
So you say we would look down on her as culturally? You think is it a cultural thing? And I will pose to the people in the chat room. Is it cultural to hate on somebody like a double standard? So we see the Kardashians, but then We would have those women that y'all name.
Well, look at her. You know what? That's not even, those aren't even good examples because they're much older than her, than Kim Kardashian. But look at Lori Harvey, and she's just one person. And she's, you know, people talk about her and how loose she is and how free she is. And, you know, she's dated everybody from Puffy to Puffy's son, and now she's with Michael B. Jordan, and she's, you know, they talk about her being passed around. But if you put a picture up of Kim K on the internet, men will go crazy. And
I hate to say it, but
black men will go crazy.
Hold on. You said Lori. Who is Lori Harvey? You know I don't know.
Steve Harvey. Oh, my gosh. I swear, me and you just, Okay. You know how I feel about you not knowing stuff, though. But Steve Harvey. I mean, not to say you don't know anything, but then, like, the pop culture, you have to kind of get in on that. You don't have to, like, know it by heart, but you have to know who these people are.
See, but that would be like cutting
myself. You know what?
That would be like cutting myself if I watched reality shows. I just feel like it would be like
I'm
going to
say
like
this.
Cutting myself.
I'm
going to
say this on the show. You cannot have a public platform and not know who people are in pop culture. You just can't. People don't care about some of the other stuff. They care about pop culture, though.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to Lori Harvey. So this is Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Okay.
And she is very similar to her mom. If you know anything about her mom, you know, she's... Okay, well, her mom is a woman that doesn't play. So, it's all about the lifestyle for her. If you are a successful man with money, whether you get it in a positive way or a negative way, she is all for you. She likes the glamorous lifestyle. And I would say Lori Harvey, since she's been exposed, because that's how she's been raised, she's kind of the same. And I don't know, like, personally, there's no way to know, like, how she ends up in this relationship and how the relationships end. But she has had plenty of male attention, I'll say that. And she is a beautiful girl. But she has lots of male attention.
Okay.
And we tend to tear her down for it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I say the black community.
Okay. All right. Never heard her name till tonight. But
we'll talk about it later.
We can't, though. See, because once again,
what?
That's like me cutting myself.
I'm not talking about her. I'm not talking about we'll talk about her. We'll talk about why it's important that you need to at least know names and somewhat of a, you know.
See,
we'll talk about it later. How about that? We'll talk about it later. No, we have to talk about it later.
Society. See, what I'm talking about, there's a whole section of society that I just disregard. Like the whole reality show community, I just disregard them. Like, 900.
Do you think that Bryant Gumbel loves everybody that he has had to interview or talk to? No,
I don't know.
He has had to make himself familiar. No, because there's no way. I mean, none of those people probably like half of what they have to do. They don't like the people or what they stand for, but they have to make themselves familiar with them. They don't have to, you know every detail about them, but they have to make themselves familiar. But that is not what we're here to talk about tonight. We're here to talk about freedom.
Okay. All right, freedom. All right, so we're talking about freedom. So let's mm-hmm. talk about freedom. So,
okay.
Lori Harvey doesn't have the freedom that the other people have. And so I think there's a perception, right? We talk about the perception and caring and not caring. So I would bring up your Cardi B, your Megan Thee Stallion, the Trinas of the world. Nicki Minaj, they're criticized because they're mm-hmm. they're females who they'll rap about sexuality, whatnot, and mm-hmm. they'll dress a certain way, and they'll be, as you say, labeled and called out of their name excessively.
Mm-hmm.
I've argued that, hell, there's a lot of male rappers, some of them that people like a whole lot, that have a lot of, you want to say, misogynistic lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
They're not criticized.
I agree.
And we know that we understand the double standard in that. But when we talk the freedom, so we'll say that the gate is open to the zoo, right? And the animals mm-hmm. can walk out anytime, but as a people, you're quote unquote free, but you're not mentally free because you're talking about society and people judging, and mm-hmm. and I would say should we care?
You know, I would say, you know, in a perfect world, no, we shouldn't. But in a perfect world, people should mind their own business at the same time. I think some people don't care, and they're the ones who show, like Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim, they really don't care. They, you know, made a place for themselves in a male-dominated world, and, you know, it worked for them at the time. Are they having issues maybe now to a certain degree? Yes, maybe. In their personal lives, maybe. But, yeah. We shouldn't care, but at the same time, you can't help. You know that old saying, sticks and stones, but words do hurt.
All right, so
as much as we, you know, don't want to admit it, they do.
All right, so yes, so let's say that they're hurt a little bit. Now your Lizzo's, people like that. Are they really hurting though? Are they really hurting? Because when they check their bank account, I think they feel good about themselves.
No.
No?
I beg to differ on that. I beg to differ.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you ever, like most celebrities that have alcohol or drug or have any kind of addiction, they were unhappy about something. So if money was the end all to be all to their happiness, then they would be the happiest people on earth. But yet they're the most addicted. And it could be because it's available to them, yes. But
okay.
Also, there's a hole somewhere there, too.
All right. So,
Lizzo is a prime example of that because she's always on social media trying to get attention from people to validate her. If you're happy with who you are, you don't look for validation every day and every hour.
See, but I would ask you the question, is she looking for validation or is she just looking for attention?
Well, that's what some attention is. It's validation.
All right.
That her attention is validation, though.
All right. So we started off talking about the Paul brothers. They got 20 million followers. I didn't look them up because I was like, I don't want to contribute to it. And I've seen them fight. They suck. And I was trying to figure out what makes them so important that over 20 million people want to watch them. And see, that's, and so then I would say, so for example, Lizzo has real talent. She's a real singer. So her own social media is just because there's such a thing as publicity, good or bad, is good publicity because people are talking about you. So,
somebody just said that in chat.
Yeah, because you only care that people are talking about you. If they're not talking about you, whether you're good or bad, it don't even matter. You're irrelevant.
Yeah, but I feel like since Lizzo does actually have talent, then she would be promoting her talent and not her body. Body positivity would not be her platform. Her. No.
No. See. No.
She's not on Instagram singing songs and playing her flute. She's on Instagram half naked most of the time.
Right. Because once again, people don't care that you can sing. There are a lot of people who can sing their ass off. And nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn. I can name off a whole bunch of people who can sing their ass off but are not famous. Ain't rolling in dough. It's just they.
True, but since she's already famous, though, so she doesn't have. She's already famous because of her talents, not because of her body.
She's famous because she wore the ass out dress.
She was famous before that. People were raving about her album when she performed on MTV some years ago. It wasn't until the whole ass out thing that she had on that her positive went to a negative for most people.
Okay. So what we're talking about here is this. Once again, she was critically acclaimed as an artist, but she becomes famous with the antics. So
yes,
people remember Prince because he did great music, right? But you also remember that he wrote Slave on his face and he wore ass out. Remember that?
Yeah. I was front row watching it.
Right. So those antics take you up another level. I mean, Michael Jackson is famous not because he's like one of the greatest singers of all time, but because he turned into a ghoul at the same time.
Yeah, and he had a monkey. Yeah.
Right. So what we're saying is, Lizzo, they understand that the talent is the least important part of the equation. See, because we're talking about a lot of people who don't have talent, who are famous. They bring nothing to the table except for, hey, they had sex with somebody who had talent. That's why we're talking about it. Like your basketball wives, they didn't play basketball. You don't know no WNBA players, but you know these chicks that have sex with basketball players. That's their claim to fame. I had a baby from a basketball player. See, that's why
the media and I blame consumers who indulge in that nonsense.
Yeah, but see, how you gonna blame the media? Blaming the media, it's like, look, so when you say, hey, you supposed to know this stuff, and I'm like, am I? They bring nothing to the table for me. They're not important to me and my
They're not important to me either. But because people have these conversations and then I Google them and then I find out who they are. Like if somebody showed me a picture of her, I wouldn't know if that was her or some other, you know, random chick, to be honest. If somebody, you know, showed me a picture and said, who's this? And I would just be like, oh, a pretty little black girl, but I wouldn't know her name.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. Just the whole Lizzo thing, I think is too much. She needs to focus on her talent and make that be her platform and leave the whole body positivity thing alone because it's backfiring on her and it's making her look foolish.
Is it?
I don't know. That's just me. Yes, it is. Yes. People are laughing at her.
Oh, okay. So, but she's laughing all the way to the bank. So, because I see that she's been out. She's taking pictures. She had on the booty leggings the other day, did a video. It ran across the time feed. And I'm like, yeah, she must be about ready to put out a new album. I'm going to guess that new album probably going to debut in the top five. See, it was like that Lil Nas X thing. Remember, everybody exploded by Lil Nas. Oh, this is... It's so controversial because a gay dude was dancing and grinding with another gay dude. I thought he did something different, but it was just a gay dude dancing on another gay dude. I'm like, there's nothing there. There's no story.
No.
And And so for her, when she comes out, she's going to do something. And boom, she's going to sell a lot of records. Because that's
I believe
what
that's possible. Do. If her music is, you know, fire like it usually is, usually she does have some good songs on there. I'm sure. I mean, I'm not saying people aren't interested in her music. You can still love somebody's music. I don't particularly care for Mariah Carey personally. I don't particularly care for Beyonce personally, but I enjoy their music. I don't particularly care for Lizzo personally, but I enjoy her music.
Well, see, so
and, you know, and she can laugh at the, you know, laugh all the way to the bank and, you know, and see that she's making more money than the people who are ridiculing her. And that's fine. And that's, you know, I agree. But I still think a lot of what she does is for acceptance and for attention. She wants people to accept her for who she is, all 300 pounds, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to make that your day in and day out goal.
Okay.
Especially when you have talent. People don't have
okay.
to like you for who you are when you have
yeah,
talent.
Yeah, but talent, look, talent don't mean that much. Talent don't mean
and
that
see,
much.
And see, you know, and that's, I guess that's, you know, where I differ from this new generation because to me it's everything. I don't care about you as a person. I don't care who you sleep with, who you know. Entertain me. That's your job. Just like if it's a doctor, I don't care who the doctor knows or who he's sleeping with. Make me better. Your job is to entertain me. That's it.
Okay. Right. So now, but what happens is because it's a new day. We're social media and the marketing and you do silly stuff. You can get famous. You can get sponsors.
True.
Folks want to see the outrageous. I'm just saying that true talent and all that other stuff is kind of overrated in this particular piece of the landscape of our society. It's not that important. Not that
no,
important.
It's not.
So you start talking about freedom. It used to be if you were a celebrity, black celebrity, you had a lot of talent. You were the cream of the cream in whatever you did. Now you got folks and this the funny you start thinking about like Mark Zuckerberg, he didn't graduate from college. He's kind of rich. He's successful. Did he do a lot of the coding? Probably not. So you start thinking about the Bill Gates, all of these cats that are rich and successful. You know, you say they're talented. No, they just leveraged opportunities better. And so now they're famous for something that they leveraged, not what they did. So it's how you wanna look at it. It's how you wanna view it. We start talking about freedom. Freedom is the mindset. And so what happens is you have folks, like we concentrate on, you was talking about Lizzo and how she should be focusing on her talent and selling in instead of all the other antics. The other antics is what gets you the attention. If she put out a fire, I mean, for example, Jasmine Sullivan, you think she can sing, right?
Mm-hmm. I think she's a beautiful singer.
Right. She's a great singer. Got one of the angelic voices of this generation. She put out an album.
Yeah, she has a new one out now that nobody's paying attention to. Yeah.
Right. So this is where I come to my point, right? Because she just put this out, that album out about a month or two ago. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about her. I heard it. It's fire. Sing her ass off.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference between her and Lizzo?
I feel like she, to me, and this is just my personal opinion, and I could be wrong. I would say Jasmine Sullivan is more grounded and in tune with herself and has more confidence.
Yeah, and is substantially broker.
You know, but at the end of the day, she can say she didn't sell herself short for some change.
Okay.
I just for money.
I know what you're saying.
She has her dignity. She has her dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's something that can be bought for some people.
Dignity can't be bought.
For some people.
Yeah, and your mortgage can't get paid by dignity either.
Well, she's not a bum on the street. So, I mean,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
And a lot of women in her position who've been around as long as she has, you know, you look at Chrisette Michele, who was equally as talented. They came out at the same time. And if it hadn't been for her bad choice, Chrisette Michele, she probably still would be, you know, on top.
But
a lot of it to me has to do with, there can't be too many of us on top anyway. Those days are over. The days of Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan, and Dionne Warwick, and all of them being able to, like, compete against each other and still be on top, those days are over for black women. We're going to have our two or three black women who the record labels are going to let us hear, and then that's it.
Well, I would argue that what has to happen, we got to get back to the days when we actually listen to the people we want to listen to and not who they tell us. That's why I say there's a whole segment of society. I know I'm supposed to know who they are, but I don't, and probably not going to. I can run across them. They could be right in my face. And I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know them if I saw them, you know. But when I hear the names, I know what they're about. But, you know, I mean, that's only for social conversations. It's not like I'm not looking at the reality shows and, you know, any of that.
Right, but see, this is what I'm saying. So, because those people have no talent. So it's like I don't care about people. It's like if it was WNBA women that were on there, they're basketball wives because they were married to somebody and they played basketball, I'd be interested in that. But people who their claim to fame is I had sex with a basketball player, okay. Good for you. I'm not watching you.
Yeah.
And so that's, and so we talk about freedom or whatever. I think there's a freedom has a price, and we're gonna talk about that price when we come back from break. This is J. Ruta Damager. You can't stop the profit.
Ignorance hates when I drop it, but no matter what he do, he can't stop the profit.
Yo, Brother, come here real quick. Yo, I just
wanted
him to stand down. Let me put you on.
Where are he down at the
button?
He got the in and out. They shooting everything
else. Let's continue the saga. Mad, mad drama. I met this chick. She said she knew where ignorance is at. I said, yeah. She said downtown. He had babies having babies. And young niggas selling crap. I think the bitch is lying. It's a setup. I can smell it. But ignorance is running rampant. All right, baby, show me the exact spot. Meet me at Quiggy Skimmerhorn at 3 on the dot. So I hops up on the A-train. I'm being followed. My seventh sense is danger. I turn around, it's anger. And he brought a mob along. It's the same old song. This fear and animosity got broke with the witness. I don't know what they think this is. I feel a sharp pain in my neck. Now I can't feel my hair. They hit me with a dark silk with the pork chop smell. I tried to hold on, but before long I dropped. When I awoke, I was locked in the barbershop. Trapped in the barbershop. Oh no, they're gonna try and cut my hair. But that can't stop the prophet.
Yo, prophet, ignorance is trying to keep following them around. We're about to put an end out right now. Animosity.
Damn, spill. What's up?
Get it.
By, I hear buzzing noise. It was that chick with some of ignorance's boys. She said, prophet, we got you beat. By the way, I'm Mr. Ignorance's wife, deceit. But enough talk now for your haircut. When the clip was touched my hair, they blew the fuck up. After the explosion, there was no one left. Cause I know them my poison hand touch of death. My vision's still kinda blurry, but I see a clue. Ignorance is at the library. I hurry with lightning speed like the black. He's at the big one on Grand Army Plaza. When I get inside, the door shut and the lights go off. Damn, another trap. I hear a hissing sound. I smell a funny smell. I gasp, I can't breathe. Ignorance is laughing at me, waiting on my downfall. But he can't stop the prophet.
Well, prophet, it seems like you're in a bit of a jam. I hope you can unstick yourself. Oh, and what you did to my wife? It was nothing. I have others. The saga continues.
Together you got Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was J. Rue the Damager. You can't stop the prophet. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, psychological freedom. We've been talking about freedom. We've been walking around double standards, and how there's perception, you know, in our community, we would look differently upon black women and hold them the standards that you wouldn't hold the white women. Then you would say talent is not rewarded. Creativity, ingenuity, none of that stuff is looked on as positive. We're about clout chasing now. It's the social media's effect. So they're famous because a whole lot of people say they're famous, not because it's right. So it's like there's a lot of things culturally and historically that are lies that we rock with, right? So once again, we talk about the apocalypse is over. But the apocalypse is starting back up. Because as you know, there's been there was that 1619 project where they were talking about the realities of racism and how it's systemic, and talk about trying to, if you talk about it, then how can we solve the problem? And so in Florida, they banned that that critical race theory, and in Iowa they did the same thing. Like, why are we talking about diversity? Why are we talking about how to solve the problem? Look, America has been great for a long time. The way it was, y'all trying to change it won't be great no more for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, because this is what we're talking about, right? The apocalypse. This is the apocalypse. And so there was a teacher. That teacher who said, I'm not going to use the trans student pronoun, and he was suspended, but the judge threw that out. And so all of these things is about going back to where we were.
I agree.
Reverting back to the norm. We're going to go back to the apocalypse. So now, what's the price? What do you think the price is?
For going back to the norm?
No, I'm saying we're talking about the price of free. There's a price.
Wow.
There's a price to freedom. See, because
that's a hard one.
Okay. Because
the price for freedom for some has been death. So I mean, you know.
Right. Well, we know we.
I would
we
say that
paid,
was that's the ultimate price.
Yeah, we paid a lot of blood, but see, I want to talk about something that happened. Ritual Coffee in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a year ago, there was an issue at Ritual Coffee in San Francisco. And what happens a year later is another supposedly racist confrontation. Where,
with the same person?
There's a couple that owns the coffee house, and the wife fires him after he used the racial slur at work. Now, when I read the story, I was expecting something. His name is John Rinaldi, known as Chicken John. And so Chicken John gives his account. So I'm gonna give you the account, and then Brown Sugar, you tell me your thoughts. So apparently him and another man had an argument about a parking spot outside the 17th Street warehouse. And so here's what he said. He asked me, and I quote, "What's your name, bitch ass N-word?" To which I unfortunately replied, "Yep, that's my name, bitch ass N-word." And so he apologizes in the email. "This was an unfortunate incident over a parking spot. I have apologized for repeating the derogatory word that was shouted at me. A word I never ever use. I regret the incident and feel terrible about it. I am deeply disappointed in myself for meeting hostility with hostility and allowing the situation to escalate.
So, I mean, as what are my thoughts? I think the wife had to do that for the betterment of the business. I think what she made was a business decision. He probably shouldn't have said it like he said. He shouldn't have said it, regardless. You know, I know he was just repeating what the guy said to him. But, yeah, no, he shouldn't have said it.
All right. So, this is where I get upset. And I'm just gonna do this because this is my Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no!
So I get upset because if somebody used it against him and he said it and it's a problem, he didn't call the dude that. He repeated it.
Yeah.
And I ain't forgiving him for it, but I'm saying, wait, it was used on him, and I've always said this, and you know me, I'm not going to be the one that's going to beg folks who don't treat me right to treat me right.
Mm-hmm.
And give them money.
Mm-hmm. See,
if you want folks to clean up their act and you giving them money, you got to stop giving them money.
I agree.
I don't care who you fire. Look, I will never go to a place again. There is no place that I have to go to at this particular point in time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, that coffee house, hell no. If you have a problem with the owner, Chicken John, and felt like Chicken John was too racist, because they were talking about the employees, and everybody was talking about, oh, it needs to be a little bit more diverse place. Well, why? Look, see, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all be talking about diversity, but, you know, and talking about, oh, we need to see black faces. But I'm guessing there's a black-owned coffee shop that y'all won't even go to.
Yeah, there's a few in the Bay Area.
Yeah, won't even go to them. But y'all want to go to this place and demand that these folks treat you a certain way. Even though they've given you blatant hints that I don't even want to respect you or anything about you. I mean, so
that's the way of the world now.
All right, but see, I give the example, Brown Sugar. So if I'm beating my woman, but I'm telling her, hey, gonna be okay, and she's begging me, please stop beating me. And I'm like, I'll think about it, maybe one day. Now, it's my fault because I beat her, but it's her fault if she stays there for it.
To a degree.
Because I know we say the battered woman syndrome and all that, and we can talk about circumstances. But I'm saying, we ain't got no kids with Ritual Coffee. You ain't got no kids with Ritual Coffee.
True.
There is absolutely positive.
Yeah, your survival does not depend on it. You're right.
There's nothing that says you have to go there. Nothing. Except for foolish pride, laziness, and just sheer stupidity. Sheer stupidity. I don't want to call folks stupid, but I'm just saying. See, it's one thing to say, well, yeah, she stays with me because we have kids. Right? You're doing it for the kids. That's what you say.
Or she stays with me because she has no other choice. Where else is she going to go depending on her, if she has a job or, you know, finances? If she's not financially stable or secure in her own right, then she has no choice but to stay. Because I think
most
women, even with kids, they would prefer not to be there because it's not a good example for them. And it's usually because they're not financially stable as to why they stay.
Right. And a lot of people said that on the plantation. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, master took care of me all my life. What am I going to do? And so, you say.
Stockholm syndrome.
Right. Way before it was called Stockholm, we're just talking about the fact that the door is open, and so, you know, I smack the shit out you. Let that slide. You don't pay it no mind. Any immortal words, Ice Cube? Find that I'm smacking you all the time. I have a blatant disregard for you.
I don't think most people don't look at it like that. They look at it as, oh, we're going to change you, we're going to shut you down, we're going to counsel you now. I don't think anybody has ever looked at it as far as, you don't like me, so I'm going to go somewhere else. It's like, you don't like me, so I'm going to force you to like me and everybody that looks like me and acts like me, and you're going to change, not me.
Yeah, but we know that doesn't work like that. It's never worked like that.
It has been working lately, though. You think about cancel culture, it's been working.
Has it been? To a degree, it has. All right, so we talk about this cancel culture, right? So we've canceled stuff. Have we come up?
No, we haven't come up. And I don't think people are looking at it as a way of us coming up. They're looking at it as a way of bringing somebody down.
Okay.
So it's not about a come up. It's about a bringing down.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's about to come up, though. If we're not coming up, you're not really tearing anybody down. They'll just move. See, the tear down that you're talking about is like the Catholic priest. Oh, shit. I can't rape no more little boys here in Philadelphia. Now they gonna send me to Arizona. I'm going to start over.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to rape little boys. So, if you get the connection.
I'm not saying it's a smart idea or that it makes sense. I'm saying that is the idea. So, whereas you look at Kevin Spacey hasn't done anything since those allegations. So in a way, he was canceled.
But see, before those things, he hadn't done anything since what?
No, he was doing the House of Cards.
I know. Right, but I'm just saying, but it wasn't as big.
He wasn't as big, but, I mean, he was still working, and now he's not working now. So, I mean, check for them, it's a win.
Okay. Well, I would say, okay, we're talking about cancel culture and tearing them down, but where's the come up? See, because this is the part that is missing. So, House of Cards. Did somebody that's part of the cancel culture, did they get to insert themselves into House of Cards? See, because you take something away. But see, what I'm talking about is when you take something away, you got to be able to benefit. Because if you're not benefiting, what are we doing? See, because we need that
and
beneficiary.
I will say from the, because I, you know, and I don't know, I'm just speculating that for Kevin Spacey and, you know, all the men that have been taken down is more of like a feminist movement. And for them, just the men not being in those positions anymore is enough.
Okay.
Just knowing that they can't do what they were doing is enough.
Okay. So once again, when we talk about the example of Ritual Coffee, you know, they say that employees mm-hmm. and customers complained about him as a racist. Yet, you still go there. And this is why I bring up the point. Ain't no kids. Y'all ain't got kids together. The dude from Ritual Coffee, he has a wife. He's with her.
Yeah, but him not being there now.
Right. So they
and if they bring
him,
in,
they
yeah,
still get
and if they bring
with,
in people of color, then it's mm-hmm. a win for them. It doesn't matter that, you know. And if it doesn't inconvenience them, so if I have to walk one block to go to their coffee house and 10 blocks to go to another, but they change and I made them change, then it's worth it. I'm not inconvenienced in any way.
I see, but I disagree, because I'm of the belief that I don't care that they changed. I shouldn't have had to point that out.
I agree.
I'm just of the opinion that you don't.
Yeah, I am as well. I won't spend my money there.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I won't give you multiple opportunities to smack me. It's smack me once. I can't do it.
And I so feel like this way would be better than to have all these demands and force people to do something that is not authentic.
She can hire two
black women, a Filipino and a Hispanic man, and be like, yeah, okay, here you guys, here you go. But, you know, that's not, I mean, it doesn't change anything.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They still, the people who did you wrong still get your money.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, people don't care about that. They care about change.
All right. And so that's, okay.
If it's going to inconvenience them, so if I have to go five blocks out of my way, then that's an inconvenience for me. You just have to change. I'm not going to be inconvenienced. You have to change. I'm not going to.
Okay. Right. But see, I think that we got to just be ready to be inconvenienced, because things aren't going to change until we're ready to be inconvenienced.
Yeah.
And
it'll be a superficial change.
Right. It's always
60 seconds.
Superficial. And that's what we're talking about. Yeah. When we talk about freedom, we're talking about superficial freedom. We ain't talking about the real thing. And on that note, for Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to holler at us, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. We'll be in there. We can continue this conversation. Other than that, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.